Pirate fans, get ready. The Coach John Thompson Calling Show is on the air. Time to talk Pirate football with ECU head football coach John Thompson. To participate in tonight's show, call us locally at 317-1250. That's 317-1250. Or statewide at 1-866-ECU-1250. Now, from the Logan's Roadhouse on Greenville Boulevard, here's your host, voice of the Pirates, Jeff Charles.
And a very pleasant good evening, everyone. Welcome in. This is the John Thompson Radio Call-In Show. We are with you as we are each and every Thursday at Logan's Roadhouse Restaurant on Greenville Boulevard in Greenville. You know where we are, right on the way to the stadium and right on the way to the Coliseum, which is a basketball exhibition game. Tipping off just as we come on the air here tonight. We're here to talk Pirate football as we are each and every Thursday. 317-1250 is our local number. 1-866-ECU-1250 is our number outside of the Greenville area. Another big weekend of Pirate football in Greenville this weekend. Homecoming's always special. Homecoming matchup coming up at 2 o'clock. The Bulls of South Florida will invade Greenville to take on the Pirates. The Conference USA matchup between ECU and South Florida. There won't be very many of them in the future because, as most of you know, South Florida mentioned all throughout the fall as a potential candidate for the Big East. That became a reality on Tuesday, so the Pirates may play them next year. Then they'll move on, of course, to the Big East competition. So East Carolina's got a shot at them here coming up on Saturday. I want to see a big crowd out there for the homecoming matchup between the Pirates and the South Florida Bulls. Again, our telephone number, 317-1250. Give us a call. Our lines are available. And 1-866-ECU. Defensively, because that's really kind of where they make their living.
Well, they try to win the football games on defense, but they're very sound defense, they're very aggressive defense, and they athletic defense.
technical problem there for just a moment. I think we have things corrected here in Logan, so we do apologize. We were talking with Coach about the game last week, and John, I know you weren't happy with the game because this team had been making progress from week to week. You felt you took a step back last week.
Well, it's kind of like technical difficulties on the radio. You have to have the ability to adjust. So, yeah, we really did. I was very disappointed in how we played last week, and I think our players were. I was embarrassed. Our players are embarrassed, but we've come back. We've practiced very hard this week. I think you'll see a resiliency with this football team. One of the things the thing I'm probably most proud of this football team is, as times have been as hard as they have, this team has stuck together. They have not pointed fingers. They've not pulled apart, and that gives us a chance. That'll give us a chance Friday, and as long as we do that, we'll always have a chance. Now we've got to step up, and we've got to step up to the plate and make some plays. That's what's been the most frustrating thing about this team, is we get in critical situations, we get in game-breaking times when it's the play that you got to make, and we haven't been able to do that. And whether that comes from confidence, whether that comes from just believing in we're going to get it done or doing it, but we got to get the thing done this week against a very good team.
Desmond Robinson had the ankle sprain in the game last week, could not finish the game. James Pinkney came in. What's Desmond's status for this week?
Well, Desmond has not practiced all week. It would be very, very doubtful that Desmond will be on the field Saturday. We opened it up. You know, we said, okay, let's go see what James Pinkney or Paul Trost could do during the week. James Pinkney has performed very, very well, as he did in Saturday's game. You know, he got better as the game, you know, wore on, and he got better as practice has gone on this week. He's protected the ball. He's got a very live arm. And he'll be our quarterback this Saturday, a redshirt freshman that'll be in there and get his first shot under the gun to start for the Pirates.
So James Pinkney will be the starter for East Carolina on Saturday. You heard it here first. 317-1250 is our telephone number locally, and our telephone number outside the Greenville area. Give us a call, 1-866-ECU-1250. John, are you hoping that you can get Desmond back? Of course, you've got the open day week back for Tulane.
Well, we certainly are. We were hoping all week that, you know, he would make some progress, and it's just been a little bit, you know, these ankle sprains and what the high ankle sprains mm-hmm. that come in now, and I don't understand them. It used to be just that, you know, you had a bad ankle, but it does take a long time. Mike Hanley and Desmond both have worked around the clock to try to get him well. He just is not able to protect himself and not able to run and do that, and Desmond has to be able to do that as a quarterback. If you were probably a little more immobile type quarterback, then maybe, you know, you could hopefully get him in there, but I really doubt it. And with our open date next week, let's get him 100% well, and I fully expect him to be back against Tulane in 2 weeks.
So Pinkney gets the start against South Florida on Saturday. He got his feet wet last week, and John, as you mentioned, after he settled down last week against Memphis, took the team right down the field and put him in the end zone.
You know, he's continued to get better. This past spring, you know, when we went through, we evaluated the quarterbacks, we said it's going to be quite a while before James Pinkney is ready to help this football team. But he came on, he kept working hard in the summer, and I tell you where he really played good was in a junior varsity game. You know, and we said, you know, this guy is doing some better things and better, and we've kind of groomed him, and he's been getting more and more reps in practice. And then when Desmond went down, we said, hey, let's go with Pinkney and see what he can do, and been real proud of him, and he's really taken over now. He's got to step up, and it's going to be a little bit different for him this Saturday because now he knows he's going to start. That added pressure, that added preparation that's going to go in, you know, he's got to be able to handle that side of it. But the positive side of it is that he's gotten a lot of reps this week. He and Paul both worked with the first team, but we made the decision yesterday that hey, we're going to go with James, and so he's our quarterback.
James was a highly recruited kid out of the state of Florida, Delray Beach, Florida. It looked like he was going to Iowa State out of high school. The Pirates were able to get him late after a good recruiting battle. And obviously, John, he still is green, of course. He's going to have to grow up. But he brings some good things to the table, doesn't he?
Well, he's an athlete. He can run. And as I said, he has a very, very strong, powerful arm. He can throw the deep ball. Mm-hmm. I mean, and in today's practice, he threw the deep ball as good as I've seen one thrown, and he did it three times. He threw three big, good deep balls there, and very, very impressive. He was a highly recruited athlete. Now, now he's got to go and perform and do that. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about him being our quarterback and looking forward to seeing him go out there Saturday. And I'm excited about this game. I'm excited about watching this football team. We get another chance to prove ourselves. And that's where we are as a football team and as a program.
317-1250 locally, 1-866-ECU-1250 outside of the Greenville area. I know watching the guys come off the airplane Saturday night after landing here in Greenville from Memphis, a lot of guys were limping around. That was a really physical game last week.
Our most physical game.
Yeah.
And to Memphis's credit, I mean, they took it to us. They were probably the most physical team we had played to date. And, you know, and that starts to happen. This is the 10th game of the year.
Yeah.
We're a little bit worn down, so we altered our practice this week. We were not as physical in practice. We practiced hard. We practiced fast, but we did not hit as much this week.
Yeah.
So we got to kind of be on the edge a little bit.
Coach, let's go to the telephone. Let's go to Richard in Greenville. Richard, you're up with John Thompson. Go right ahead.
Hey, good evening, Jeff. Good evening, Coach.
How you doing, Richard?
Good. Coach Thompson, talk a little bit about Irogene. I'm really excited about his play in the defensive backfield. I know I believe he's just a freshman, but really looks like a solid athlete that's defensive back there, and I'll hang up and listen to your response.
Okay. Thank you for your call, Richard. Hey, you know what's ironic about this, and I think this is my 26th or 27th year in coaching, 20-something in college, and I don't remember ever starting a true freshman in the secondary, a true freshman. Irogene is a true freshman, but not only are we starting one true freshman, but we're starting three true freshmen in the secondary this week. Irogene, Casey Ross, and Kyle Chase will all be starting back there, along with a converted wide receiver and sophomore, Mickey McCoy. Now, these guys have played well in doing that, but they're all competitors. They're going to be good football players. I think they're good football players now. But your question was about Erode, and Erode was a late signee. We went down. He's from Fort Pierce, Florida. Matt Graves did a great job of recruiting him down there, and he's got some other players. As a matter of fact, we're going back down there tomorrow a little bit and look at some people. But Erode is a competitor. Our whole football team recognizes that Erode will compete. He'll fight you. You know, he'll battle you. He's got very little conscience when it comes to, hey, what happened to play before as a corner. He's going to be around here a long time and be a very, very good football player.
Richard, thanks a lot for the call. We do appreciate it. Our telephone number is 317-1250, 1-866-ECU-1250, outside of the Greenville area. Great to have you with us from Logan's Roadhouse Restaurant. We have Coach Thompson alongside each and every Thursday from 7 to 8. We talk Pirate football. And we also talk about Logan's because they've got great food, the best food in Greenville right here at Logan's Roadhouse. And their menu includes hand-cut, aged, in-house USDA choice steaks, mesquite grilled chicken, seafood, baby back ribs, appetizers, homemade soups, made-to-order salads, and they're all served with those delicious Logan's fresh baked yeast rolls. Take the family to Logan's. It's always a great time right here. Fun, casual atmosphere, great food, great service. Logan's Roadhouse, it's the place. 603 Southeast Greenville Boulevard in Greenville. It is the home of the John Thompson Radio Show every Thursday at 7 o'clock. We're coming right back. Give us a call, 317-1250. Right after this 2-minute local demo.
Trademark, with over 95 convenient locations, you can always count on the best gas prices, coldest beverages, and the absolute friendliest service anywhere. Trademark Stores, growing stronger every day, and always a proud supporter of Pirates supporting Pirates.
Trademark, your friendly neighborhood store.
Who's got the best submarines in town? Who's got the freshest fish bread around? Well, the meat is clean and it's healthy too. Just one of the prize fights just for you. Responding like Dredd Mike. Well, the meat is clean and it's healthy too. Just one of the prize fights just for you. Responding like Dredd Mike.
14th season is here at Hastings Ford. This month, Hastings Ford is out to break all records for truck sales. Check out the pickup everyone's talking about. The bigger, badder, better F-150. save over $5,000 on a new Super Duty and come to the totally restyled Ford Ranger. Truck season also means a Bedliner for only $99 and 0% financing or up to $5,000 cash back. Truck season at Hastings Ford. It's here and it's going on now.
Hey, ECU fans, the time is now for you to get ready for the gridiron this fall with a visit to UBE and PirateWear.com. UBE has its best starting lineup ever with new pirate gear ready for you. Featuring Nike, Champion, Russell, Cutter and Buck, Mojo, Dan Sport, and more. Don't be left feeling blue on game days when you can look your best in purple and gold by visiting UBE and PirateWear.com, an ECU tradition for over 30 years.
You're listening to the Coach John Thompson Call-In Show. Now, back to Logan's Roadhouse, here's the voice of the Pirates, Jeff Charles.
We keep cruising right along here talking Pirates football. Remember, it's a 2 o'clock game on Saturday, East Carolina and the South Florida Bulls at 2 o'clock. And want to see a lot of Pirate fans out there for homecoming. For tickets, 1-800-DIAL-ECU. Tickets still available for the game on Saturday. You can stop by the ticket office first thing tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, get your tickets. Ticket office will also be open Saturday morning at 9 o'clock before the 2 o'clock kickoff with the Bulls in town. Our telephone number again, 317-1250 and 1-866-ECU-1250. John, as we talked about the MASH unit and the guys who are injured and on the mend and those kinds of things, you got Josh Kaufman back, your freshman tight end, another true freshman playing for you, and got him back on the field last week.
Yeah, it was good to see Josh back, and then he has really worked real hard to get back. We thought it might be a couple of more weeks, but that just shows some fortitude on his part. And we need a tight end to step up, and, you know, we lost two more, you know, last week. So he's not, you know, you get one, you lose one. So it's just been a difficult year in a lot of ways that way, but our guys keep fighting, and hey, we'll see Josh make some plays hopefully on Saturday.
Donald Whitehead injured his shoulder. Sandy Walden also got hurt. Those guys went out of the game. What's their status?
Well, I think both of those guys will probably be done for the year. Sammy got an MRI report, and he'll probably, you know, have to have surgery. And Donald Whitehead has his elbow was out of joint, so there'll probably be a while there. So, you know, that's the nature of the game. When you say the nature of the game, I don't mean that, hey, people are going to get hurt, but it's a physical game. Next guy steps up, next guy gets an opportunity, and let's go.
Brian Fox, when you were offensive lineman, I saw him hobbling around too.
Yeah, and he hopefully he'll be able to play Saturday. I mean, it's, you know, if he was able to, if we'd have gone and been very physical in practice this week, maybe not, but to pull off and to let some guys get healthy may give Brian a chance to play.
Let's go back to the telephone. Let's go to Tim in Greenville. Tim, you're up with John. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. How y'all doing tonight?
Good, Tim.
Great. I was talking about Josh Kaufman. I'm glad y'all were talking about him. Him being a freshman, would he have been able to get a medical red shirt, or had he played too much?
He had already played too much. There's a formula that the NCAA puts in on you there where you know, a guy cannot, I think it's like 20% of the games and that, something like that. I'd have to go and get my book and look that up. But he was past that, and so he had already played quite a few games, and we get a chance to get him back for these last four. So let's go know, with him. So he definitely helped. Hey, he's the only tight end we got right now.
Yeah.
We need to get him healthy. And, you know, Josh is going to be a big-time player for us. He's smart. He's tough. He's big. You know, we just, like I said before, just get him in the weight room and put some weight on him and some strength, and he'll be a – he reminds me a lot of the old Dave Casper, the old Oakland Raiders there. He's just kind of a gangly old thing that can catch and block, but he's just got to get bigger.
Well, I was hoping we could get a whole extra year out of him.
Well, me too, but I'm hoping we can get a whole extra game out of him right now. But, so that's I agree with you, but we need to have him – on the field right now. You know, I'd like to redshirt every one of our freshmen. We talked about playing three true freshmen in the secondary this year, you know, and starting on Saturday, but ideally you'd like to redshirt them all, but that hadn't been the case. We weren't able to redshirt Josh. We didn't think Josh would play this year probably, but we're we're deficient at tight end right now, especially with 2-2 out, and we're deficient at that position, so he's got to step up, and we got to go.
Well, good luck this weekend. Go Pirates.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much for the call. 317-1250, 1-866-ECU-1250. John, I know you really never know what's going to happen when you go into a season, but we talked about all these true freshmen that you've had to play. I would guess you go back to late August, you probably didn't think you'd have to play all these guys, did you?
Well, you know, when you go out and recruit and you say, hey, we're not recruiting you to redshirt you, we're recruiting you to get on the field and play, that's the truth. And you come in and you try to upgrade. When you go out and you say, okay, we're going to offer this guy a scholarship, you say, can he make us better at this position? All right, so we did that with our signing class. But you always think experience is going to take over. You take the transition of being from a high school player to a college player, especially at Division I, the level we play. You think, hey, that's pretty difficult. Sure. You know, we're going to give you that opportunity, but it's up to you to do it. Well, these guys have done it. You know, they've come and done that, and next year's class is going to have that very same opportunity. But when you think about it, you go and look at our secondary for this weekend. They were all playing high school football a year ago. Right now, they were getting ready for their playoffs and the prom and all that stuff. Now they're playing on national television, and it's homecoming here in Greenville, and they're playing against a very good South Florida team.
Yeah, big difference. 317-1250, 1-866-ECU-1250. You get to November, all the injuries start to pile up, of course, and sometimes some names pop up on the depth chart, and Dontavius Bibbs popped up this week. I said, who in the world is this guy? So why don't you tell us who Dontavius Bibbs is, because he's not the media guy.
Well, we did sign Dante Lake. He is he's actually a transfer from Morris Brown. Morris Brown dropped football last spring. So we looked at their team, and we saw a corner that we thought could cover and could run, and we felt like we could use an extra corner on our football team. We had a scholarship available, so Fred Tate went down there and did some investigation, and Dontavius Bibbs is a part of this football team. Now, his transition and getting here, and it's been a little bit slower. You know, it's just taken some time. He's been on the scout team for a while. Then he was on the travel team back and forth. And so now he has appeared, and he'll play some Saturday.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he's a good football player.
Uh-huh.
So he is a sophomore. He was able to transfer because they dropped football.
Mm-hmm.
So Dante's a good player, and looking forward to seeing him do some good things on Saturday.
Yeah.
Hey, you never know in this game, do you?
You really don't, and like I said, when the injuries start to mount up, the guys who keep practicing hard, just hang in there. What's that old thing about football? If you stay, you play. I'm sure you've heard that a lot.
Yeah, that happens a lot. I mean, that's why everybody gets you practice your second team, you practice your third team, you practice, you know, you prepare for those things. And, you know, Jeff, that's just one of the things that we don't address to the football team. We don't talk a lot about it to our staff, you know. You feel sorry for the guy that gets hurt.
Yeah.
You don't, and you take care of him and his family, and you have concern for that. But the next guy steps up. The next guy goes, and that will always be our philosophy. I think that's how you continue to go. If you get in there and you moan and groan and you go, oh, woe is me, then you got a problem. So next guy gets an opportunity, and let's see what he can do.
I think it's interesting sometimes I hear people in the media or fans always like to ask coaches and players about what you guys talk about in the locker room, or what you talk about as a staff and those kinds of things. And the thing this time of year they always seem to bring up is, for instance, like with this BCS situation, and some of these schools who are trying to get in or trying to stay in, and they always ask coaches, because it's such a big thing with the media and such a big thing with fans, they always think, I guess, that that's all you guys sit around and talk about. And that's just exactly the opposite.
We never talk about that. We're talking about trying to win a game and what we're going to do in practice and how we can get the next guy better and what we're doing there. But, I mean, you may talk about it in the locker room, you know, but just as casual like you and I would talk. But, hey, it's all business at work.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Alabama, the state of Alabama. Have an internet listener tonight. This is Rich. Go right ahead. You're on the air with Coach Thompson.
Hey, fellas. Good evening.
How
hey.
You doing, Rich?
Good to talk to you. Hey, I had the privilege of getting the message last week, and
good.
You guys played hard. You did, you know, there's no doubt about that, and I really appreciate your enthusiasm on the sideline, because you're really into it, and I think it's contagious.
Well, I appreciate that. Those officials were making me be into it.
Right? Well, I believe it. I was front row center, and you were giving them an earful.
But no, I was just telling them they were doing a good job, Rich.
It sounded that way to me, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
But anyway, yeah. Two quick comments and then a question for you. I've been a longtime Pirate fan, and I just wanted to compliment that Mickey McCoy kid on some really hard-nosed play. And also with Josh Coffin, he came up a little earlier in the show, and I know he's a freshman, but the game I was watching looked like he missed some key blocks because it was a jailbreak in there on the quarterback several times, and I don't know whether that was him on one of the corners missing a couple or whether the back went out and shouldn't, or maybe we should have stayed in, I don't know. And then the question comes with the, you know, if you could kind of let us know how you break down the job description of a nose guard in our system. I mean, is he supposed to stand his ground and hold two blockers and let the linebackers free? And if that is the case, do we have anybody in the pipeline or in the recruiting pipeline right now that can really fill that type of a mode?
Okay, thank you. Those are all good comments and good questions there. First of all, Mickey McCoy has been a pleasant surprise for us, has been a playmaker. Mickey's fun to coach. I mean, he tries and does and makes a lot of plays for us. And he's
great
one of
tackler.
Those great tackler and a very, very good athlete. Fun to be around. Is going to be a big time Pirate for years and years to come. But we'll keep getting better and better. And is a major playmaker for us. Josh Coffin, as I mentioned, has been a good player, but he's got to get stronger and he's got to block better. That's one area in protection. And I tell you what, you do have a keen eye, because there was a couple of times there that they came off the corner on us and got us, and we got to get our protection sword up there. And Josh knows that, and we know that, but we just got to – some of that has to do with the strength. Some of it has to do with just working on his technique and understanding the game. Our nose guard, we play a multiple front. We play a three-man front and a four-man front and different fronts, and sometimes that we ask our nose guard to just to what we call just, you know, to – plow over the center, you know, to just try to knock him back in the quarterback's lap and protect some linebackers. Other times we're trying to take a gap or we're trying to go from man-to-man or slant. So we do a lot of different things with our nose guard. Art Coffin is our defensive line coach and has done a good job there. Two guys that have really played well, I think, for us and coming on and coming as we were talking about injuries is Dontre Brown, you know, is a true, pure nose guard. I mean, he can take and he can secure a gap and knock a guy back. You know, at times, the main Duckett has been a guy that, hey, when we ask him to get over the center, he's made some big plays with just knocking those guys back. And we got to continue to do that, and we will always try to find linemen. We cannot sign enough and recruit enough defensive linemen.
Well, that's John Thompson. I'm Jeff Charles. The show is the John Thompson Radio Call-In Show. We're at Logan's Roadhouse Restaurant on Greenville Boulevard. I want to tell you about the lunch they have here at Logan's. I'll tell you, it is delicious. Monday through Friday from 11 to 3, it's so good because they've got so much to choose from. 20 delicious items. And, of course, when you come to Logan's, you know you're going to get great service. You're going to get those peanuts on every table, free jukebox play, quality food, affordable prices, and, of course, those incredible USDA choice steaks. Logan's Roadhouse is the original Roadhouse restaurant. Remember now, they're open for lunch at 11 a.m. each and every day. Logan's Roadhouse, it's the home of the John Thompson Radio Call-In Show. 317-1250, 1-866 ECU-1250. Our lines will be available to you when we come back after this two-minute local timeout.
Optometric Eye Care Center is celebrating two brand new locations in Greenville. Visit them at 2490 Stantonburg Road in the former LensCrafters location and at 3535 South Memorial Drive across from Carolina East Mall. To celebrate these two new locations, Optometric Eye Care Center has specials at all their locations. Save $50 off any complete pair of eyeglasses or receive 8 boxes of AccuView 2 contact lenses for only $17.50 per box with rebate. Optometric Eye Care Center. See the quality. See the value.
Football is all about tradition, and there's no better way to get started on game day than with a tradition born right here in Eastern North Carolina. Hardee's. The Hardee's $8 grab-and-go tailgate special is a fast, winning game day play every time. That's 8 pieces of delicious fried chicken, 4 biscuits, and a half gallon of iced tea, all ready for pickup when you walk in the door. Hardee's. 40 years of tradition. Born right here in Eastern North Carolina. Hardee's.
It's the American dream, a new home, a dream that can become a reality. But who do you trust? Where do you begin? How about a builder that's been building in Greenville for over 25 years? A builder that provides a 10-year structural warranty and has a variety of floor plans, from condos to luxury customs and everything in between. And a builder that has a commitment to the community. Who is this builder? It's Bill Clark Homes. So if you're looking for your piece of the American dream, then visit BillClarkHomes.com today. Bill Clark Homes, Pirates Building for Quality. Quality living at an affordable price.
Everyone has questions when it comes to car care. Questions like, what will it cost and where can I take it? Well, there's one place that's got answers. AMCO Transmission, locally owned and operated by Jack Brubaker and his award-winning staff. They guarantee their work and will give you a true estimate and perform no work without your approval. AMCO, Memorial Drive next to Pitt Community College, across from Chico's. AMCO. AAMCO.
You're listening to the Coach John Thompson Call-In Show. Now, back to Logan's Roadhouse, here's the voice of the Pirates, Jeff Charles.
We always enjoy our chats on Thursday night from 7 until 8 o'clock as we talk East Carolina Pirate football right here at Logan's Roadhouse Restaurant. The Pirates and the Bulls of South Florida. Conference USA football in Greenville on Saturday at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock will be kickoff time. South Florida comes in at 5-3 and 3-2 in the conference. They're coming off a victory over Cincinnati in overtime. That was a big momentum boost for them. And, John, we talked about them a little bit defensively. Offensively, Ronnie Banks kind of reminds me size-wise of David Garrard. He's got that kind of presence on the field, the ex-East Carolina quarterback. So he takes most of the snaps, but then they bring in this little kid, Brian Fisher, who can really run around. So you guys have to prepare for both of them.
We sure do. And, you know, hey, whatever happened to scheduling the homecoming team that you were, you know, the Little Sisters of the Poor like that. I don't know where that got away from, but I'd like to get back to that kind of scheduling. But especially a first-year coach's first homecoming.
Yeah.
But, you know, they do have two quarterbacks that play. Both of them play an awful lot, and then they're both different. Ronnie Banks kind of runs the whole show and does it and throws the football and does that. Then they bring in their number five. He comes in, and he is a guy that is a jitterbug.
Yeah.
And you really got to make sure that you are gap sound. You take care of all your things. If you try to get him in there and you try to blitz him, he'll run right by you, and he's in the secondary making big plays. So, you know, they're a good offense. They're diverse in what they do, and they take advantage of the personnel.
They're averaging right about 24.8 points per ball game, giving up 18 points a game. But John mentioned at the top of the show, they basically are successful because their defense is so good, and their offense has just scored enough, obviously, for them to win 5 football games. But Johnny, it's really an incredible story, isn't it? You look back to 1997. That's when they started the football program there, and we talked with some folks from USF last night on the local show here and just went down through the schedule going back just now 7 years as to who they were playing at that time. People like Drake and Valparaiso and the Citadel, of course, is the 1AA program. They were playing a lot of Division II and Division III programs at that time. But think how far that thing has come in 7 years is pretty incredible.
Well, it really is. And they've done that. First of all, there's a lot of talent down there. They were able to get a lot of guys in school, you know, that helped them in that regard. They got a lot of resources in that regard in the Tampa area or in the Florida area. And Jim Levitt's done a great job. And they continue to grow with that program for a lot of reasons like that. So, you know, I was talking to some coaches the other day, talking about, hey, 1 year, you know, they beat them real bad, and they got good in a hurry.
Yeah.
They got good in a hurry because they got a lot of good players in there, and they did that through recruiting, and so that's what we got to do, too. We got to get better.
South Florida, of course, leading Conference USA, going into the Big East. Now, Central Florida will come into Conference USA, so this conference will still have a presence in Florida. Is that important to you? Is that important to your recruiting?
I think it is. I mean, as many athletes that are in the state of Florida and as many good football teams that are down there, and if we're going to play down there, that helps you in recruiting. And, you know, we talk to people all over, not just in North Carolina, but I talked to some recruits last night, and we talked about that. We talked about the conference realignment, but they had seen us play Miami, and they talked about that, and they knew, you know, some of our background. So wherever you want to recruit, you need to have somebody in that area that you can identify with, and they can see themselves play. They can play close to home and say, hey, we'll come back. We want to go to Orlando and say, hey, we'll be here every other year and to play. So that helped. I'm glad. I was sad to see South Florida go.
Yeah.
I really was. I wish they would have stayed in the conference. I'm happy to see Central Florida come in. They're two very good football teams. We played Central Florida a couple of years ago when I was at Arkansas, and it was a tough win.
Mm-hmm.
Very tough.
Well, they're very athletic, too, just like the South Florida bunch that's coming in here. On Saturday, they're having a little bit of a down year this year. John, before we take our next break or take our next call at 317-1250, talk about Marshall. Now, we know how good they are. The Pirates played them in Mobile a couple of years ago in that shootout game, and you watch their program and how it's progressed the last 8 years or so.
Yeah.
They're going to be another tough nut in this league, aren't they?
They are, and I think they'll add to our league. I mean, the national presence that they have, that's a good football team.
Uh-huh.
I think the way they have done it the last couple of years, you know, in establishing some things, and I'm talking about getting students into school and some admission policy for athletes. I think they're doing it the right way now. That's going to help us hopefully get a BCS bid or get involved in that because of where they are. The other teams that we've added, you know, add a lot of credibility in some ways there. So I'm excited. I'm very excited about the new opportunity in Conference USA.
Let's go to our next caller. This is Jesse in Chocolatey. Jesse, you're up with John. Go ahead.
Hello, Coach. First
hey,
of all,
Jesse.
I just want you to know how pleased we are to have you at East Carolina.
Thank you.
I am so impressed with your attitude and your ability to keep this team together and motivated while going through a very challenging and painful season for all of us.
Well, I appreciate it. We got good men, Jesse. We got good guys that have hung together. I'm proud of this football team for doing that.
What my question is, when you first came here, you talked about winning championships. And I was just curious, why is it that you're so confident that we're going to be able to accomplish this at East Carolina, considering the challenges we face with the BCS and how that affects recruiting and issues now with, you know, other schools coming in like Marshall, who allegedly their academic standards allow them to be able to attract more quality athletes who maybe don't have to meet the same standards as some of the other schools. And considering what Coach Logan's been through, we haven't been able to win a championship with him. How is it that you're so confident? I guess I'm looking for something to keep me believing that we can do this here.
Well, first of all, you got to keep believing, Jesse. Don't ever stop believing. Because we are going to get this thing done here. And I do believe we're going to win championships. You do that through recruiting. You do that. We've got something awesome to sell here. Our facilities, but more important than anything else, we have the people that we have that we can sell here. We get a recruit on this campus, and they get a great feeling. So we've got to add to our talent level. Now, in regards to Marshall and some other teams, and I mentioned that with the academic standards and, you know, I'm not an admissions director or a chancellor or any of that, so I really don't know, and I don't want to speak out of school on some things that I don't know about academics, but I do believe that Marshall has gotten a grip on what they're doing now, and they've put some things into place where they're not as liberal as they were years ago in getting some students in. So I have no problem with that. You know, let's give everybody an opportunity. If we want to say we want to be a BCS school and we want an opportunity, well, let's give Marshall an opportunity to come in and join us and let them. But they got to play. Everybody play by the same rules. I just want it to be fair and not necessarily even for everybody to be fair. But we're going to go out and we're going to bust our rear ends recruiting. We're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep battling. We're going to get this thing done. Now, when that's going to happen, you know, I hope it happens very soon. But we're going to focus on getting it done, not the obstacles that we have. We're going to focus on the good things. We're going to accentuate the positives, and we're moving forward. But don't you ever quit believing we're going to win championships. We need you to keep believing. Need everybody to keep believing now.
Well, we're here with you, Coach, and you're a fine representative for the university, and we're just very pleased to have you here. Thank you.
Well, I am very blessed to be here. I am thrilled to be a part of this, and I think I got more drive right now than I did in December 20th, the day that I was hired here, because I have learned so much, Jesse, and over this last year about not just East Carolina and about this football program, but about being a head coach, obviously. This was my first opportunity to be a head coach, and I admit I have learned an awful lot, and I hope I continue to keep learning year after year after year. But I'm going to be a better head coach next year. We're going to be a better football team next year. Whether that transpires into more wins, we'll just have to see. I had no idea how many games we were going to win this year. I don't know how many we're going to win next year, but I promise you this, we're going to be fighting, scratching, clawing, and competing harder and harder, and we're going to get keep upgrading this program. I promise you that.
Jesse, good question tonight. Appreciate the call from Chocowinity. Logan's Roadhouse Restaurant, Greenville Boulevard, is the original Roadhouse Restaurant. And they have a great menu. Hand-cut, aged in-house USDA choice steak, mesquite grilled chicken, seafood, baby back ribs, appetizers, homemade soups, made-to-order salads, and it all served with Logan's fresh-baked yeast roll. Take the family to Logan's for a great dining experience. A lot of families in here tonight. A lot of folks with big groups in here tonight. Dining, having a little party atmosphere. It's always a great atmosphere here at Logan's Roadhouse Restaurant. So load them up, bring them in. Logan's Roadhouse, 603 Southeast Greenville Boulevard in Greenville, the home of the John Thompson Show. Our lines are available, 317-1250, 1-866-ECU-1250. Coming back after this two-minute local timeout.
Has never been easy. Since 1980, the cost of a college education has risen more than twice as fast as the consumer price index. That's why you should consider a new tax-advantaged way to save for college. Qualified state tuition program or 529 college savings plan offers investors professionally managed tax-advantaged portfolios to help meet rising college expenses. In Greenville, call Archie Diddy at 756-6900. That's 756-6900.
You don't like the mega maven of multitasking. You can debug your network, balance a pencil on your nose, and suck up to the bosses all at the same time. Well, meet your match, bucko, the Ricoh 3800 CMS, the ultimate input-output system. A 28 print-per-minute network color printer and copier that emails, scans, collates, faxes, so you can quit multitasking and get back to work.
Ricoh.
Simply dependable.
So it's our office systems, with locations in Greenville, New Bern, and City Hall. Proud to support the Pirates.
At we're talking gigantic burritos, fajitas, fresh salads, quesadillas, and margaritas. One bite Moe's and you'll want both. And at Moe's Southwest Field of Food, so fresh, Moe's doesn't even own a freezer. Even Joey Bagatona says, hey Moe, get a freezer. Moe says, forget about it.
I'm up to Moe.
Moe's Southwest Grill is now open in the Food Lion Shopping Center, Red Banks Road in Greenville.
Welcome to Moe's. You got the power.
Yes, you've got the power. The power of price. The power of selection. The power of service. At Greenville Nissan.
You got the power.
And the best part, power savings direct to you. Not just normal everyday savings, but the biggest savings the factory will allow.
You got the power.
Greenville Nissan, 991 Greenville Boulevard, Greenville. One block past the Treasure Barrel.
You got the power.
You're listening to the Coach John Thompson Collin Show. Now, back to Logan's Roadhouse, here's the voice of the Pirates, Jeff Charles.
We are here at Logan's Roadhouse Restaurant, talking East Carolina Pirates football. Pirates are home on Saturday, 2 o'clock, homecoming, South Florida in town, and the Pirates have a week off. Another open date in the schedule coming up a week from Saturday. Then the Pirates go to the Dome, Superdome down in New Orleans to take on Tulane, and then wrap it up on Thanksgiving weekend with Southern Mississippi coming in. So here we are in the month of November, and the Pirates still have three football games to go, and Hopefully a good weather day coming up on Saturday. Big crowd out there for homecoming. Always a big day here in Greenville. The homecoming parade is at 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning in Uptown Greenville, and a lot of folks will be there at the parade, then make their way out to the stadium for the football game at 2 o'clock. Give us a call. We've got the time to visit with you tonight at 317-1250 and at 1-866-ECU-1250. Coach Thompson is here, and we're talking Pirate football. The bright spot, John, we've talked about it before, but the play of your kicker and your punter. I mean, Cam Broadwell's been terrific. He's only missed one field goal all year.
Yeah, I know it. I wish we'd given him more opportunities. He's kicked very well this week in practice. We put him back there and had him try some long ones, and he keeps, you know, he just keeps amazing us every week, and he's been very consistent, you know, and that was disappointing. We tried to fake a field goal there to try to get some momentum and get four more points on the thing, and, you know, we just didn't execute it, and we should have got the 3 points now, because you look at Cam, I mean, that's a sure thing. Now, maybe that wouldn't have made a difference, but, hey, I'm not going to hesitate to pull the trigger. You go back to even Louisville, when we had a chance to kick a 50-yarder there to tie the game up, and we went for it on fourth down. But you know what? If we had to go back and do that over, and knowing what Cam is capable of now, I think I'd change that. I think I'd go ahead and try to kick the thing and tie it up. But I'm very proud. Cam's a matter of fact, a captain for us this week. We change captains every week, and, you know, we just like to do it with guys that are performing and guys that have great attitudes and are working, and he's doing a great job, and so he's one of our captains this week.
Cam has kicked a 46-yarder this year, his longest, so you're telling me he's capable of kicking him from 50?
I think he is. I absolutely think he is. But we put him back on the field that Monday. You know, we had a situation. I said, hey, put her down, kick it, and he made it, you know. So, and we tried him. We even tried him some longer ones, and he's been able to do that now. To be able to do that on Saturday afternoon, we'll see about that.
Sure.
But I am very proud of him. And then Ryan Doherty also has done a great job. But I'll tell you something that's been lost in the shuffle in this is Michael Yarton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Brandon Howard went down against Carolina, and you bring in a brand-new snapper, and nobody's noticed him, and I hope they don't the rest
exactly.
of the year, because the only time you notice the deep snapper is when something bad happens. But he's done a very good job in there, too. And, you know, Jerry McManus and Shep Campbell work with those guys every single day, and our protection has been good on the punts, and Ryan has just turned into a phenomenal punter. I think, he leads the conference in punting, and, you know, we've done some directional kicking, and that's not an easy thing to do. It's like being a golfer, you know, and having to do some things, and he's really done very well, and I'm real proud of him.
He's been as high as fifth in the nation in punting. I think this week he's around 10th. He was 10th last week. You go into each and every game you play, and Ryan has a better average than the opposing punter each and every week. I mean, he's just had a terrific year. And as we talk about special teams, John, it was so great to see DeMarcus Fox break that 94-yarder last week.
Yeah, you know, every week we've talked about, man, we want to get better, and we're so close in our return game. Our kickoff return game, it really has not been at all what we want, and our punt returns has not. But DeMarcus, they go to Memphis, takes the ball down there and scores, and then DeMarcus takes it all the way back. DeMarcus is a very good special teams player. A lot of speed, a lot of effort. You know, our punt return, you don't want to forget that, because that was the first punt return that we had, set us up for our first score and allowed us to be up 14-3. And then later in the day, you know, we tried to block a couple. Now, one, we roughed the kicker.
Right.
And then we stopped them again. And so, we said, Matt Grace does a great job in that, and scheming up the block. And we roughed him the first time. We stopped him. We go back out and said, let's go get it again and try it. And Sakeen Wright blocked it again, just on a phenomenal effort by Sakeen. So, and that allowed us to turn the field a little bit and get some field position. So, you know, we're making improvements. Sure, I believe this. I think we stepped back as a team last week overall. You know, we were disappointed in our play, but we still made some improvements in some other areas. And our kicking game has been very solid, and we improved in some areas. One of these days, and let's hope it's Saturday afternoon, that we're able to go out there and put a full game together, that we make some things happen,
right.
We have some fun, we fly around, we play with confidence, and we create some things and have some good things happen. These players deserve it. The hard work that they put in, the togetherness that they've shown, nothing would make me happier than to see these guys succeed.
317-1250 is our number locally in the Greenville area, and 1-866 ECU 1250 outside of the Greenville area. John, we talked about Central Florida coming in and Marshall coming in. I want to get your thoughts on SMU, Rice, and Tulsa in a Western Division of Conference USA. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think when you first think about that, there's two things that come to mind. Recruiting, first, in the state of Texas out there, and there's great football in Texas. We talk about Florida all the time, where there's always an argument who has it, whether it's California, Texas, or Florida, who has the best football players. So that gives us a presence in Texas, and we'll have to, if we're going to go out there and play a couple of times a year, we'll make an effort to go out there and recruit,
yeah.
You know, also now. So that will add. There's a lot of good football. That they take it very serious. You and I were talking off the air about some of the things about coaching. Hey, they put a lot of pressure on high school coaches out there in terms of if you don't get the job done, they're going to fire you and get another guy. So that's a big deal. The other side of that is the academic integrity that those schools bring. SMU, Rice, Tulsa, all of those are very high. We talked a little bit about Marshall, you know, and their academic standards, and they were able to build a team that way, but I think they're under control now. Well, you look at SMU, Tulsa, and Rice, it doesn't get any better academic, so that adds a lot to our conference, and they got class coaches out there, a lot of good people. There's some of my good friends are coaches there, and I think it's good. I think it's all good for Conference USA.
Let's go to Randy in Greenville with our next call. Go right ahead.
Hey, Coach.
How you doing, Randy?
Oh, pretty good. One thing I was wondering, it seems to be that with this team this year, and actually under Coach Logan, I believe it was early in his career here, the team's had a problem with the fourth quarter. And I know you guys already know this, but it seems like the team either gets worn down or they get discouraged or they just don't have the confidence to make the big plays to get it done.
Right.
What is the staff, have y'all identified or ideas that y'all come up with ways to solve that? And good luck this weekend.
Well, I wish I could put my finger on that, Randy. You're exactly right. I think you touched on a lot of the things that are a problem there. We have got to be better in the fourth quarter. In the entire second half, I go back to what I truly believe is the crux of all of it is confidence. It starts there. And now how much of it after that is psychological, how much of it after that is physical, how much after that is just pure talent, then I can't answer that for sure. But I do know that we've got to believe that we're going to make those plays. And I don't believe this team has exhibited that. I don't believe this team in their heart of hearts really believes that. You go back, and I talked to the team about that today a couple of times in a couple of meetings with them. And you go back to the Louisville game. When you look at that, when we didn't complete the pass to Terrence, the long pass to Terrence Copper in the fourth quarter there, it was like all the air was sucked out of the stadium right then. Now, whether they put so much confidence in Terrence Copper or they put all their hope into making a play, and then when it doesn't happen, it's like, oh, no, this is you got to get over that. And the only way to do that, I believe, is to think powerful, positive thoughts to believe it's going to happen. And I'm not trying to give you any kind of, you know, psychological baloney on that, but I think there is some truth to if you keep believing you're going to do it, you keep, because these guys work. It's not just going out there saying, hey, I hope we want to do good. We go out there and work hard at it in practice. I see them do it in practice. I talked about the long pass in practice a couple of times today that happened. I see our defense fighting every day in practice. I see hard coaching every day in practice. I see our guys go to meetings and be totally prepared with video, with walkthroughs, with everything. I see our players trying. Now we got to go ahead and do it. You know, that's the next step, is just get the thing done, and we're going to explode when that happens. And you got to continue that, but it starts with how you think, what you think, when you think, and put powerful, positive thoughts in your head, and let's go.
Okay, Randy?
I'm sorry, Randy. You get me fired up, Randy. You know, I'm excited. I'm excited about this football team. I'm excited about Saturday. I'm looking forward to this very much. Our football team is fighting, and I want to see some of their fights come and see some of the fruits of their labor.
Logan's Roadhouse Restaurant, Greenville Boulevard, that's where we are. And we have the express lunch menu here, Monday through Friday from 11 to 3, and they have over 20 delicious items on that menu. Logan's has great atmosphere here. Peanuts on every table. You've been here, you know they've always got the jukebox going. Quality food at affordable prices. Great steaks, all kinds of great food on the menu at Logan's Roadhouse. Open at 11 a.m. every day. Stop in for lunch at 11 right here at Logan's. Hang in there with us. Coming back with our final portion. We'll have our two-minute drill on the John Thompson Radio Show after this two-minute local timeout.
Equipment Plus Restaurant and Kitchen Superstore has what you need for fall. Whether it's a tailgate party or outdoor festival, E-Plus has you covered. And Equipment Plus, rent anything from a cotton candy or popcorn machine to a pit cooker or a grill. They even have beer dispensers, frozen drink machines, and ice cream freezers. And with the holidays coming, Equipment Plus has innovative gift ideas for that hard-to-please relative or to make your home showplace. Visit them today at Equipment Plus Restaurant and Kitchen Superstore, just past the fairgrounds in Greenville, or at eplusfoodservice.com. Proud to be part of Pirates Supporting Pirates.
Morgan Pinter, for printing performance to celebrate pirate performance. Brochures, programs, and catalogs to letterhead, mailers, and more. Morgan Printers offers the best in full-service graphic communication solutions. From graphic design and cutting-edge pre-press to final production, Morgan Printers has the technology, stability, and commitment to produce superior quality printing, fast and affordably, plus free local delivery. Morgan Printers, the performance center, located on the corner of Red Bank Road and Evans Street in Greenville, 355-5588.
Andy scores big with everyone.
I was quarterback in state high school football championship. I threw 4 touchdown passes. They were for the other team.
I like him without passes.
I told him about the bags of Andy's cheesesteaks and cheeseburgers I had in the front seat of my car. Man, that did the trick. And if you can believe it, they elected me MVP of the game. All because I recommended they eat at Andy's.
I love football.
Andy's, make us a part of your day.
The drive for number one is on at Brown & Wood Pontiac Cadillac Buick GMC in Greenville. Only at Brown & Wood will you find Greenville's largest selection of new GM cars, trucks, vans, or utility vehicles. No one beats Brown & Wood for selection. No one beats Brown & Wood for service. And no one beats Brown & Wood's everyday low prices. The drive for number one is on at Brown & Wood GMC in Greenville.
You're listening to the Coach John Thompson Call-In Show. Now, back to Logan's Roadhouse, here's the voice of the Pirates, Jeff Charles.
Just about 1 minute remaining on the show. Got a little behind on that last break, but John, we've got another football game in Greenville coming up, homecoming. I know you need those Pirate fans out there again to really try and help your ball club this week.
Well, they've always been there, and we hope they'll be there on Saturday. I told somebody the other day, it's kind of like the preacher at Easter. You know, you get one shot at some of these people. So we need, I know that this is the only time that they're going to come back. Hey, we want to put on our best show. And this football team has gotten better. We're working hard. We need to play our best football on Saturday, and we need to have everybody out there. I'm sure they will be. They've stuck by this football team all along, and we're very thankful for that. And, hey, we want to go out there and do our best.
Okay, Coach, appreciate the visit and your time tonight. Appreciate everybody being with us on the network and also to our host here at Logan's Roadhouse Restaurant as well. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll see you at the football game, 2 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. Have a good night, everybody.